This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about our Heavenly Father, how powerful He really is. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 14. So many things are happening in the world, and so many people in the world are focusing on Satan and what he's doing. But they forget that Satan works for the same boss that you and I do, and that's our Father, our Heavenly Father. On the last broadcast, we talked in Colossians 1, verse 16 and 17, that everything was created by God and for God, and by Him all things consist, whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 14, here's the situation that Abraham's nephew Lot and his family were in Sodom and Gomorrah. The armies of five nations came against Sodom and Gomorrah and captured it. And verse 14, when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobot, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Look what the father did with 318 servants against the armies of five nations. Hallelujah. He's so powerful. He doesn't need much to work with. Remember with Gideon, all he needed was Gideon. All he needs is you to stand on his word, and he'll use you to defeat the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 21, the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods thyself. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up my hand unto Yahweh, the Most High God, to possess the heaven and earth, and I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe latchet, that I will not take anything that is thine, lest somebody should say, I have made Abraham rich. Hallelujah. He had his eyes focused on the Father, and he knew the Father was going to bless him. Sometimes we have to give up something good to get something better. Remember what Abraham was offering up Isaac. Hallelujah. If he wasn't willing to offer up Isaac, that's all he would have had was Isaac. But he was, and he got Isaac back, and he got so much more. Hallelujah. But our Father's so powerful. Go with me to the book of Exodus. Hallelujah. The book of Exodus, chapter 4. Exodus, chapter 4. In verse 1, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. But he will say, Yahweh had not appeared unto you. And Yahweh said unto him, what is in your hand? He said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And Yahweh said unto him, put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail, and put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they might believe that Yahweh Elohim of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, had appeared unto thee. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Father shown his power. Actually, in Exodus chapter, let's see, 7, verse 12, and before Pharaoh, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. See what the Father can do with just a rod? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what he did with one stone with David. One stone killed Goliath. He had four other stones for Goliath's brothers, but one stone killed Goliath. Look what he can do. Hallelujah. Look what he can do. Look what Samson did with a jawbone of an ass. Look how the power of God came on Samson, and with a jawbone of an ass, he killed 1,000 men. God is so powerful, he can use the little things for his glory. And when he applies his anointing, his power, it can conquer enemies. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's just so good. He's so good. Don't be the First Kings. Hallelujah. First Kings. Hallelujah. First Kings chapter 17. Hallelujah. In verse 1, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as Yahweh God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of Yahweh, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Hallelujah. And the ravens brought him blood, bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Look how the Father took care of him in the midst of a famine. Hallelujah. He can take care of you, no matter what's happening in your life. He is in control of it. And when a breakthrough is needed, not necessarily when you think the time of the breakthrough is, when the Father thinks this is the time of the breakthrough, he'll give it to you. The main thing he wants from us is to turn our flesh over to him so he can mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Jesus, Yeshua. When you do that, man, he'll work for you. He'll give you breakthrough because he's the God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. And it came to pass in verse 7, after a while, that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, arise and get to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Look how God took care of Elijah. I'm about to see how he took care of the widow woman and her son. Verse 10, so he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in the vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And as she said, as Yahweh thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruiser. Behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and for my son, that we may eat it and die. They just had one day left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me there a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. Hallelujah. For thus said Yahweh, the barrel of oil shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that Yahweh sent it rain upon the earth. Look at the faith that he had. He was trying to help her to have more faith. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Look at the power of the Father to use just a little bit of oil and flour to feed them throughout the famine. And the barrel of meal wasted not. In verse 16, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by Elijah. He doesn't need much to work with. He just needs that faith. And he'll move for you. Hallelujah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, look at how her title changed. She's a widow woman, but now she's the mistress of the house. Look what God can do when we obey him and extend our faith. But he's so powerful that he's got everything under control. The enemy wants you to focus on what he's doing, and he's got all this power. No, God has given him power in these last days to fulfill prophecy, but God has him on a leash. He can only go so far. Hallelujah. In verse 18, she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance? And this is after her son had died. And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up to a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, has thou brought evil upon this widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and said unto Yahweh, I pray thee, this child's soul come unto him again. And Yahweh heard the voice of Elijah because he took a step in faith, and the soul of the child came to him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And he said, see, thy son liveth. And a woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of Yahweh in thy mouth is truth. Look how God showed up for his prophet. Hallelujah. He's going to show up for you no matter what you're facing today. Our God is so powerful. Don't focus in on the past, what the devil did in the past, what he's doing now in your life. Focus that God has everything under control. He's the ultimate controller. Hallelujah. He's got everything under control. In 2 Kings chapter 4. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 4. Again, we're talking about how powerful a God really is. In verse 1, now it cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear Yahweh. And a creditor has come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And said, Thy husband, thy handmaid, had nothing in the house but a pot of oil. He doesn't need much to work with. In this case, just a pot of oil. And he said, Go, borrow the vessels of bread of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, and borrow not a few. And when are coming, thou shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She needed to have faith, and at least she already had the faith. Verse 5, And she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, which brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. See, God will move as much as you let him. They should have got more vessels, but whatever they did put in front of him, he filled it. Look what the father did with one pot of oil. And then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil and pay thy debt and live thou and thy children of the rest. Hallelujah. Look what God did. And look what he can do for you today if you just believe. Let's go to him in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Father, I thank you for the wonderful people that are listening out there, Father. I'm asking for miracles. Miracles that the enemy would get so upset that you did, Father. Because, Father, these people need jobs. They need healing in their bodies. They need healing in their minds. They need strength in their bodies. They need to be set free from the past, set free from things, Father. And you have made us all free, Father. And, Father, we need miracles in our lives. And in these last days, Father, you want us to shine with your glory. So use us for your glory. But I'm asking for testimonies to be accomplished right now by your healing power, by your miracle power, touching people right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Just receive your miracle and testify and let me know in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 701-772-801-3677. I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yahweh. And they have all been fulfilled by Jesus. But there's three that haven't been fulfilled. They will be fulfilled in these last days. And my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different hours of the day when the Father moves the most. There's a certain hour of the day where the healing power is poured out so tremendously. I mean, he can bless it at any time, but there's certain hours of the day that he mentioned in the Word, and what he did in the Word in those hours he wants to repeat. You have to be in his presence. Hallelujah. And also, the different months of the year on his calendar. We have to base our spiritual walk on his calendar and not on the Gregorian calendar. And there's blessings on each month on his calendar. And when the beginning of the year is in March, April, Nisan 1, we need to know that. Hallelujah. And the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, or Explaining the Trinity. And you can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. That's tatepublishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and you find my books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got even more information. You can download Noon, the second edition, and the Mystifying Trinity right then and there at a price. You can get at a reduced price. You can get these books on a discounted price through me, too, on a quantity basis for your church or your prayer group. Just let me know. Hallelujah. And if you want to make a tax-deductible offering to this ministry for the radio broadcast, the announcer at the end will give our address. I give it to right now, but it's New Life Revival, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Hallelujah. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, until next time, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.